immediate world offers us more things than other generations could have imagined.
今天我们生活的世界为我们提供了很多物质，比我们的祖辈多得多。
But those things offer some of the greatest temptations to sin.
但这些物质也带来了许多犯罪的诱惑。
Most Christians know about the Ten Commandments.
大多数的基督徒知道十诫。
Four commandments concern our relationship to God.
十诫里有四诫关于我们和神的关系。
Six commandments deal with our relationship to the world around us.
其他六诫关于我们和我们周围世界的关系。
Two of those six, or one third, address our relationship to the things around us.
六诫中有两诫占三分之一，关于我们和事物的关系。
Do not steal and do not covet.
不偷窃，不偷盗，不贪婪。
Wanting more and taking what does not belong to us rank among the top 10 sins.
侵占不属于我们的物质，这些罪孽排名前面十位。
The world around us is constantly trying to persuade us that we need more.
我们周围的世界不断地试图地说服我们，我们拥有的不够，需要获得更多。
It is sometimes blatant.
说服的方法有些时候是公开而直接的。
It's sometimes subtle.
说服的方法有些时候是微妙而隐晦。
Political decisions are sometimes based on the premise that people need to acquire more.
政治决策有些时候是基于一个前提，就是我们有的不够，不足，需要获得更多。
Buying more supposedly stimulates the economy.
购买更多刺激经济发展，这是一种学说。
Then we can continue getting more and more.
那么我们就会得到越来越多。
But coveting is sin.
但是非分的希望和企图是罪。
Desiring to get rich leads us into temptation.
渴望富有使我们陷入诱惑。
Many fall into that trap which leads to ruin.
很多人掉入这个陷阱导致灭亡。
We also have more than most of the world.
在瑞士我们享有的拥有的物质生活超过世界上大多数国家。
I recently read the results of a poll done in 2007 in the United States.
最近我读了2007年在美国做的一项民意调查。
They wanted to discover how many pairs of shoes the average woman owned.
他们想了解一般女性平均拥有多少双鞋子。
Do you know what they discovered?
你们知道答案吗？
19.
19。
Some people in the world consider themselves well off to have one pair.
在某些地方，有些人认为他们只要有一双鞋子就是富有的。
We might not truly need all that we have.
可能我们不真正需要我们所拥有的一切。
But nevertheless, we are responsible to be good stewards of what we have.
无论如何，我们有责任管理好我们所拥有的物质。
We have much and are responsible for much.
拥有的越多，责任就越大。
How do we deal with the things around us?
我们如何处理我们所拥有的物质呢？
How do we live with things in a way that pleases God?
我们如何生活才能拥有物质，同时讨神的喜悦呢？
How do we live righteously with our possessions?
我们拥有物质，同时过正直的生活呢？
That's the topic of this message.
这是我们今天的主题。
And it can only touch on the topic.
我们只能够简单地讨论这个问题。
It gives some basics to help a new believer get started in godly living.
它提供一些基础的知识，使新的信徒能够开始过虔诚的生活。
There are at least three requirements of living righteously with our possessions.
拥有物质，同时过正直的生活，需要有三个条件。
First, living righteously with our possessions requires making a choice.
首先，你拥有财产，又同时想过正直的生活，需要做一个选择。
Listen to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount.
请听耶稣在登山宝训。 马太福音六章二十四节说
Would you read Matthew 6:24, please?
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，马门是财力的意思。
Money, or mammon, I'm not sure how it translates there, is literally wealth or property.
Mammon 就是财力，钱。
The choice must be made.
选择是必须的。
It must be made because we cannot serve two masters.
这个选择是必须的，因为我们不能够侍奉两个主。
You cannot have divided loyalties.
你的忠诚不可能分支。
In this case, there are opposing goals and purposes.
不然的话，目标、目的都是对立的。
We must choose one master or the other.
我们只能够选择一个主。
Our master will be God or possessions.
我们的主是上帝还是财富。
This choice must be made because it's not just going to happen by itself.
这个选择是必须的，而且必须是主动地做出这个选择。
Our natural inclination is a sinful inclination.
我们如果随其自然，那么这个就是一个走向罪孽的方向。
The normal influence around us is a sinful influence.
我们生活的环境是一个充斥罪孽的环境。
The default mode is to serve possessions.
服侍财富，这是默认的模式。
We must make the conscious choice to submit to God.
我们必须用良心去选择顺服神。我们必须做这个选择。
We are slaves of the one whom we obey, according to Romans 6:16.
根据罗马第六章，罗马书第六章十六节，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆。
If we obey the call to get more and more,then our master is wealth.
如果我们选择的主让我们想得到越来越多，那么我们的主人就是财富。
We are slaves to our possessions.
我们是财富的奴隶。
If we obey the desire to hold on to what we have, then our master is wealth.
如果我们选择听从我们的愿望，保留我们所拥有的物质，那么我们的主人就是财富。
We are slaves of it.
我们是财富的奴隶。
The choice which we must make is not to be rich or to be poor.
我们的选择不是当富人或者当穷人。
We choose to strive for possessions or to be rich towards God.
我们的选择是当财富的奴隶还是当神的富人。
Jesus told the parable of the rich fool in Luke 12:16-21.
耶稣在路加福音十二章十六到二十一节告诉我们一个关于傻瓜的比喻。
A certain rich man had an exceptionally good harvest.
有一个财主，田产丰盛。
His barns could not hold all the harvest.
他想，我的产出没有地方储藏，怎么办呢？
So he decided to tear down his old barns.
所以他决定把他的仓库拆了。
He wanted to build bigger barns.
盖更大的。
He thought that it would have plenty for years and years.
他认为这样做他有许多财物储备，可以做多年的备用。
And he could take it easy.
只管尽情享受。
But God took his life that very night.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂。
God asked him, who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
你所准备的要归于谁呢？神问。
Then Jesus said, "This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God."
只为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，都会有这样的下场。
When wealth is our master, we are concerned about making ourselves richer.
如果我们选择财富为主，那我们关心的是。我们要变得怎么样变得更富有
？Jesus says that we should be rich towards God.
耶稣说，我们要在神面前富足，成为神的富人。
Jesus explains further in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣进一步解释，一次在山上讲道。
We are to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
我们必须先求神的国度和正义。
Then he will add to us all the necessary things of the world.
然后神将会给我们在世上所需要的东西。
The choice of our master greatly affects our lives.
我们选择的主人会极大地影响我们的生活。
Have you ever stopped to think what type of a master wealth is?
你们有没有停下来思考过，如果我们的主人是财富，他是怎么样的一种主人呢？
The Bible describes it for us.
圣经是这样告诉我们的。
Wealth as a master leads to worry.
财富作为主，让我们担心和忧虑。
Instructions about worry follow the statement that we cannot serve both God and possessions.
又想侍奉神，又想占有财富，给我们带来担心和忧虑。
Do not worry about what you will eat or drink, in verse 25.
不要为吃什么喝什么而担心。
Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life, verse 27.
谁若是担心，谁虚度生命。
So do not worry, saying, what shall we wear, verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说穿什么。
Serving possessions leads to worry.
认财富为主，让我们担心。
Where will I get what I need?
因为我们不知道从哪里能够得到我们所需要。
Will I have enough?
我拥有的够吗？
How can I keep what I have?
我怎么能够保留我所拥有的呢？
Wealth as a master never satisfies.
财富作为主，让我们永不满足。
Ecclesiastes 2, 1-11 is a good commentary on this.
传道书第二章一到十一节，后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我所忙碌所成的功，随之都是虚空，都是普风，在日光之下毫无益处。
You reading the whole thing? You don't need to. The preacher amassed much treasure. Okay.
We can skip to the next one.
Okay. He concluded that all was meaningless. A chasing after wind. You read that too. Okay. Wealth as a master does not make one content.
财富作为主并不能使一个人满足。
Paul wrote to the Philippians that he learned to be content.
保罗写信给腓立比说他学会知足。
He had to learn it, whether living with much or with little.
腓立比书第四章十二节，我知道怎么处理卑贱，也知道怎么处理丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Being rich of itself did not bring contentment.
财富本身并不会带来满足。
Paul had to learn to be content when having plenty.
保罗在他拥有很多财富的时候学会知足。
Wealth as a master leaves one poor toward God.
财富作为主让你远离上帝。
We cannot take into eternity the things we have stored for ourselves on earth.
生不带来，死不带去，世上的东西没有永恒的价值。
Having God as our master is just the opposite.
有上帝作为我们的主。就不一样。
As we trust God as our master, worry is replaced with peace.
当我们相信神是我们主的时候，我们得到平安，不忧虑。
Desire is replaced with fulfillment.
我们实现，不渴望。
Discontent is replaced with contentment.
我们满足，不再不满。
We become rich towards God and have treasures stored in heaven.
我们变成神的富人，将宝物储藏在天上。
Making the right choice requires faith in God.
做出正确的选择是需要对上帝建立信心。
Not knowing or not seeing the future requires believing what God has said about the future.
你不知道未来，你没看到未来，神已经把你的未来安排好，你相信吗？
To have faith in God requires knowing God.
要相信神，需要认识神。
Even though we do not see the future, faith is not blind.
虽然我们看不到未来， 但信神不是盲目的。
We look at the one in whom we have faith.
当我们相信一个人的时候，我们要查看他是谁。
We trust God because of who He is.
我们相信神，因为他是上帝。
There's a second requirement to living righteously with our possessions.
第二个要求，在拥有财富同时过正直的生活，是要有正确的价值观。
It requires having correct values.
正确的价值观。
We need to grasp the fact that there are more important values than possessions.
我们需要明白的是，还有比财富更重要的价值。
Many people do not act as if they believe this.
很多人从他们的行为，我们知道他们不相信还有比财富更重要的价值。
They put out much effort to get rich or stay rich.
他们放弃一切，为了得到财富或者保留财富。
The book of Proverbs mentions some values that are more important.
箴言书中提到一些重要的价值观。
Here are a few of them.
下面是其中一些。
Proverbs 15:17 says, "Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred."
箴言第十五章十七节说，宁愿吃一顿有爱的饭菜，也不愿意吃一顿有恨的肉饭。
Have you ever fought over the last piece of dessert?
最后一块甜点在桌子上，你抢过吗？
It's better to go without and have peace.
宁可不要抢，宁可少吃一点而得到平安。
It's a poor choice to get the food but have conflict.
为了吃了争执，这个行为值得吗？
Proverbs 17:1 says, "Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife."
这里第十七章一节说，在一个和平和宁静的家，宁愿吃一个干饼，也不愿意在吵架的家天天盛宴。
Hatred and turmoil are worse than being poor.
仇恨和争吵比贫穷更不好受。
If you value possessions so much that it causes fights, you have wrong values.
如果你为了财富而斗争，那你的价值观是错误的。
Peace is a better value.
和平比富有宝贵。
Proverbs 21:9 says, "Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife."
箴言二十一章第九节说，宁可住在房檐上，比住在一间和妻子吵架的房子里好。
How many people strive to have bigger houses or just have a house as big as those around them?
有多少人力争要更大的房子，或者至少跟邻居同样大？
Yet inside, the way people act make it unbearable.
然而住在这大房子里面的人，他们的行为使人难以忍受。
It would be better to live in a tent on the roof.
生活在屋顶上的一顶帐篷比这还好。
Proverbs 22:1 talks about our reputation.
箴言第二十二章一节讨论我们的名誉。
A good name is more desirable than great riches.
名誉不是财富可以取代。
Some do almost anything to keep a well-paying job.
有些人为了保持一个高薪的工作，不择手段，付出任何代价。
They do almost anything to get something that they want.
他们不惜付出任何代价来得到他们想要的东西。
They'll lie, cheat, and even steal.
谎言、诈骗，甚至偷盗。
But in doing so, they gain a bad reputation.
这样做，他们得到的结果是损失的名誉。
It's not worth it.
这是不值得的。
A good name is better than great riches.
因为好的名誉优胜于财富。
Jesus also taught that there are more important values than possessions.
耶稣也说有比财富更重要的价值。
Someone in the crowd following Jesus called out to him.
在路加十二章十三节。
Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的长兄和我分开家业。
Jesus turned to the crowd and said this to them.
耶稣转身对众人说，
Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
你们不要 你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
This is a key principle to learn.
学习这个原则是很重要的。
We need to apply it to our lives.
我们需要将这个原则应用到我们的生活里。
My life does not consist in the abundance of my possessions.
我的生活不在于我拥有多少财富。
Some people seem to define their lives by what they possess.
有些人似乎用财富来定义他们的生活。
It may be the car they drive.
可能是他们驾的车。
It may be the size of their house.
可能是他们住的房子有多大。
It may be the clothes that they wear.
可能是他们穿的衣服的名牌的衣服。
Among young people, it may be their mobile phone.
年轻人可能是他们用的手机的品牌。
But life is much more than these things.
但是生活本身远远高过这些东西。
Imagine you had to write a report for school or work.
想一想，如果你需要给学校或者你的工作单位写一份报告。
You spend time getting the very best paper on which to write it.
你下功夫去找最好的纸。
You work on the layout and you pick a super font.
你在布局设计字体上下功夫。
But you don't have the information in the report that's supposed to be there.
但是你没有报告里面应该有的内容。
No matter how good the wrapping looks, if the content is not there, it's a poor report.
再好的包装，再好的外观，如果内容不存在，也不是好的报告。
It's the same with life.
生活也是如此。
The things we possess are just the extras.
我们所拥有的物质都是盈余的。
Our life is much more than the things we possess.
我们的生活远远超过我们所拥有的物质。
It's even more than the food and clothes which we need.
我们的生活远远高于我们所需要穿的，所需要吃的。
Jesus said that our first priority is to seek the things important to God.
耶稣说，我们的首要任务是寻求对神重要的东西。
In Luke's Gospel, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God."
路加福音说，先求上帝的国。
In Matthew's Gospel, it adds, "And His righteousness."
在马太福音，耶稣补充说，求上帝的义。
When we value righteousness, we will avoid all kinds of greed.
当我们重视上帝的公义，我们会避免各种贪婪。
This is how Jesus began his instruction to the crowd in Luke 12.
在路加福音第十章，耶稣是这样开始指示人群。
Be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
对各种贪婪要警惕。
Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:5 and Colossians 3:5 that greed or coveting is idolatry.
保罗在以弗所书5:5还有哥罗西书3:5说，贪婪或者非分的希望或企图都是崇拜偶像。
Most of us know that we should not bow down and worship an idol.
大多数人都知道我们不应该俯伏崇拜偶像。
We would deny that we worship other gods.
我们基督徒都会否认我们崇拜别的神。
But when we focus on getting more things rather than on what God values, we are worshiping another god.
但是当我们关注在神的价值观外的东西，我们其实就是崇拜别的神。
We are practicing idolatry.
我们实施偶像崇拜。
Paul gave a warning to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:9.
保罗在提摩太前书6:9给提摩太一个警告。
Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction.
谁想要致富，会陷入诱惑和陷阱，因为许多无知有害的事意，而曾在败坏和被毁灭。
It is not even being rich that alone causes problems.
致富本身不是问题。
Desiring to get rich or richer leads us into temptation.
是欲望想得到财富，使我们陷入诱惑。
When we value knowing God, we will have the contentment which possessions cannot give.
当我们重视认识神，我们得到满足，满足不是财富能给的。
Contentment is something which we must learn.
我们必须学会知足，才会满足。
It does not come naturally.
知足不是天生的。
Neither does it come by having more things.
当你拥有更多的时候，你不会因为得到更多而满足。
A newer phone or apartment or job will not bring contentment.
你不会因为得到新的手机、新的房子、新的工作，可能你会激动，但不会满足。
Listen to the full text of what Paul wrote to the Philippians in chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
请听保罗写信给腓立比。在腓立比书第四章十一到十二节。
Could you read those two verses?
我这样说不是因为我需要，是因为我已经学会了在任何情况下知足。我体会过什么是穷困，我也体会过富有是怎么一回事。我已经学会在任何情况下，不论饱腹或饥饿，不管生活在一个繁华的土地或者物质贫瘠的土地。
Paul learned to be content.
保罗学会了知足。
So how do we learn contentment?
那我们呢？
Contentment comes when we truly believe that God is with us.
当我们真正相信上帝和我们同在，我们能够体会到满足。
It comes when we believe that God provides exactly what is best for us.
当我们相信上帝给我们提供了最适合我们的，我们会体会到满足。
Hebrews 13:5 is a very helpful verse in this regard.
希伯来书第十章第五节在这方面给我们一些帮助。
It begins, "Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have."
你们不可有贪爱钱财的心念，要以自己所有的为主。
This much repeats what we have seen so far.
这重复了我们今天所讨论的。
The second half helps understand how to learn contentment.
第二部分我们要学了解如何知足常乐。
Because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
因为主曾经说过，我不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God's promise to not forsake his children means that he cares for his children.
神承诺不离弃他的儿女，意味着他关心他的儿女。
He protects them.
他保护他们。
He provides all that is needed for their best interests.
为了他们最大的利益，神为他们提供他们所需要的。
If we are regularly discontent with what we have or don't have, we have probably forgotten that God is with us.
如果我们经常不满意我们所拥有的，或者我们没有的，我们可能已经忘记了上帝和我们同在。
We probably have forgotten that he has not forsaken us.
我们可能也忘记了神并没有抛弃我们。
Remember that he's providing for us right now all that is best for us with eternity in view.
从永恒的观点，上帝正在为我们提供最适合我们的。
Now having things or being rich has its special temptations and challenges as well.
拥有财产当富人带来特殊的诱惑和挑战。
The third requirement for living righteously with our possessions particularly concerns those who have possessions, any possessions.
第三个要求是关于当你拥有财产，任何财产，如何过正直的生活。
We must develop generosity.
我们必须乐善好施。
Paul told Timothy to command the rich to do certain things.
保罗告诉提摩太，命令富人做一些事情。
They are to do good.
富人要做好事。
To be rich in good deeds.
提摩太前书第六章十八节，他说又要富。祝福他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐于助人。
You read the entire verse? Okay. We should understand certain facts about generosity.
我们应该了解有关慷慨的某些事实。
First, God measures generosity relatively, not absolutely.
首先，上帝对慷慨的衡量是相对的，不是绝对的。
This means that God measures generosity in relationship to what we have.
这意味着上帝衡量慷慨是基于我们拥有多少。
It is not measured by the amount which we give.
上帝不是以我们所给出的金额来衡量慷慨。
When Jesus saw a widow give 2 pennies in the temple offering, he said that she had given more than the rich.
当耶稣看到一个寡妇在庙里给几个硬币，他说她给的比富人多。
She had given all which she had, Luke 21.
她这寡妇是自己不足，请囊相助，把她一切所有的都拿出来了。
Paul praised the giving of the Macedonians.
保罗称赞马其顿人的捐赠。
They themselves were poor.
他们是穷人。
But they had given beyond what they could afford to give.
但是他们给予的超出他们的能力范围。
Measuring generosity relatively also concerns what we have done or paid to get what we give.
相对的衡量慷慨还涉及到我们付出多少代价来得到我们所捐赠。
Paul writes that it's important to work in order to give to those who have need.
在以弗所书第4:28说，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就可以有余分给那缺少的人。
Jesus said that when we have received freely, we should give freely.
耶稣说，当我们甘心接受，我们应该甘心施舍。
Second, God loves and blesses generosity done cheerfully and sincerely.
第二，如果你乐意地、真诚地帮助他人，这是讨上帝喜悦。
God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7.
在哥林多后书9:7，个人要随心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为乐善好施是神所喜悦。
God promises blessings to those who are generous.
谁慷慨，神应许祝福他。
Paul likens giving to sowing seed.
保罗以播种为比喻。
If you sow little, you will reap little.
少播种，少收获。
If you sow much, you will reap much.
多播种，多收获。
If you are generous, the blessings will be generous.
如果你是乐善好施的，给你的祝福将是丰盛满满的。
If you are stingy, you sow little.
如果你对别人吝啬，你播种少。
You will not get much from God.
神也不会给你太多。
And this cannot be done under a feeling of pressure or compulsion.
在哥林多后书9:7。
It cannot be done for the wrong motives.
Could I just translate? 个人要随心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为乐善好施的是神所喜悦的。如果用于错误的动机，这也不行。
A wrong motive is giving so that people think highly of us.
错误的动机，好比说让别人把我们自己看得更高尚。
Jesus warned that such people get what they want.
耶稣警告说，这样的人会得到他们所想要的。
They get honor from men, but not from God.
可是他们所得到的荣誉是从人而来，不是从神而来。
Third, proper generosity makes us rich towards God.
第三，适当的给予使我们成为神的富人。
Paul also told the Corinthians, "Your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God."
在哥林多后书9:11，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍。就借着我们使感谢归于神。
This service that you perform is overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
9:12-13，因为办这供给的事不当。
Men will praise God for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
9:12-13。因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而叫许多人越发越感谢神。 他们从这供给的事上得到了平静，知道你们承认耶稣，承认基督父，顺服他的福音，多多地捐钱给他们的众人，使将荣耀归于神。
When what we do results in praise and thanksgiving to God, we are becoming rich towards God.
当我们以赞美和感谢上帝的目标做事，我们成为神的富人。
This is the proper riches we should be seeking.
这是我们大家应该寻求的正确的财富，成为神的富人。
It all starts with making the right choice.
这一切都开始于做正确的选择。
We should choose to serve God and be rich towards Him.
我们应该选择侍奉神，成为神的富人。
We cannot serve two masters.
我们不能够侍奉两个主。
If we choose to live our lives getting possessions, then we will not be serving God.
如果我们选择财富，财富是我们生活的目标，那么我们将不会侍奉神。
If we choose to collect treasure here, we will not be collecting treasure for eternity.
如果我们选择收集属世财富，我们就不会得到天上的宝物。
It's our choice.
这是我们的选择。
We need to value the contentment which is found in trusting God.
我们得到满足，因为我们信靠上帝，这一点我们必须珍惜。
Getting rich will not make us content.
财富不会使我们得到满足。
But neither will giving away all that we have to become poor.
但是不要把你们所有的捐出来，穷困的生活，因为这样你也不会得到满足。
We learn to be content as we learn to trust God that He is providing what we need.
我们学习知足，因为我们如同我们学习信靠神，神提供我们所需要的。
God has eternal values in view.
上帝关心的是永恒的价值。
His goals and purposes for us are much grander than our own.
上帝的目的和目标是比我们的目的和目标更宏远。
He is forming us to be like Jesus Christ.
他要把我们树立成耶稣基督的样子。
He may give us riches to learn stewardship.
他可能给我们财富。在给我们财富的同时，要我们了解如何管理。
He may give us poverty to learn dependence.
他可能给予我们穷困，那是要我们学习依赖和信靠。
As we pray about everything and thank God in every situation, God will give us His peace.
当我们为一切祷告，在任何情况下感谢上帝，神会给我们带来他的平安。
This includes peace about what we have or don't have.
不论我们是富人还是穷人，都会得到平安。
As we learn to trust God and see His provision in all that we have, we can progress in developing generosity.
当我们学习相信上帝和看到上帝有他的安排，我们有应该有的我们有，我们不应该有的我们没有，我们就可以学习如何成为乐善好施的人。
Give to those who have need.
给予那些需要的人。
Be wise in giving, but be generous as well.
明智地给，乐善好施。
We have freely received, we should freely give.
我们无条件地得到，也理应无条件地给予。